A turbulent, war-torn journey that spanned several years and thousands of miles has ended in Vermont for one Syrian refugee family. A second family arrives later today. They are the first of approximately 25 families expected to resettle in Rutland this year. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, their arrival is the culmination of months of work, hope, and controversy.
Amila Marjanovic, director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program, wasn't giving out much information on the families by design.
We really want to respect, their privacy, and we want to give them time, a little bit of time, just to settle, to see where they are, to wrap their heads around, we're here and we're safe and life will resume.
Both families have been living in Turkey, and both will live temporarily with host families in Rutland. Both families declined to speak to reporters about their experience. A refugee herself from Bosnia, Marjanovic says arriving in the U.S. is one of the most memorable events in a refugee's life.
I still remember my arrival 21 years ago. I was exhausted 2 days of traveling and, having left my family and home and all of that. But that night, that image is so vivid in my mind, and I think it will stay with me for the rest of my life. Finally you see the light. You're here, there's hope, there's future for you. So I'm sure it'll be the same for these families.
Each family member, including the children, receive a one-time federal payment of $925 when they arrive in the U.S. It's money they don't have to pay back that's used for security deposits, rent, utilities, and other startup costs. Refugees are expected to repay the U.S. government for the cost of their airline tickets to the U.S. State Department officials say that's not to be punitive, but to help refugees establish a credit history. Marjanovic says her staff in Rutland will immediately begin helping the families find housing, apply for services, get Social Security cards, undergo medical screenings, and help the children register for school.
And then with adults, we will look to develop what's called a family self-sufficiency plan and start working on getting them employed.
Refugee families will also meet local volunteers like Marcia Castle, who are eager to help them get to know the community.
It's hard not to be emotional. It's real. Because these people are no longer numbers. Like, now we're getting 100 to 110 people. Now they're going to be moms and dads and kids and new neighbors. So it's really, really cool.
You're teary.
It's radio. You're not supposed to tell that. Yeah, I'm teary. It's important.
Over the past several months, Castle and more than 100 other volunteers have been preparing for the refugees. Last week, they began washing donated towels, sheets, blankets, and winter jackets.
Okay. So these are all done.
Wow.
Somebody's done these.
This as well?
This is all clean, yes.
Sorting through a bag of baby clothes, Erin Robeson, a volunteer from West Rutland, smiled at the thought of finally being able to deliver some of the donated items.
It's a little bit surreal to me. It's just been so long in the making that I feel like it's like Christmas. Very exciting. And for me, it's really hard to imagine kind of where these people are, where people are coming from and what they've had to endure to get here. And I'm glad that they're here and that we can help.
I'm going to take kiddo stuff. I want kids.
Rutland Welcomes formed last spring, not long after Mayor Christopher Lewis announced his intention to welcome Syrian refugees to the city. At the same time, Rutland First, a group opposed to resettlement, also gained momentum. Opponents worried about the cost of taking in refugees. They wondered how the newcomers would assimilate and how well they'd be vetted for links to terrorism. Timothy Cook, a Rutland physician and one of the founders of Rutland First, says despite their concerns, there are no plans to protest the family's arrival.
We made the determination that we're trying to block this for fiscal reasons, but we also decided at the same time that those are the core group that I'm familiar with, that if these people come here, We're going to do everything we can to help them succeed, because that's what Vermonters do.
Rutland resident Matt Howland says he's still angry at the way the mayor handled refugee resettlement without allowing local leaders or residents to weigh in. Howland says he hopes the Trump administration will slow down or stop the refugee process. But if that doesn't happen, he says he'll be watching the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program very closely to make sure they don't leave locals holding the bag for the new families.
Once they start sending people here, they can just keep sending them and sending them and sending them. So I think that, you know, if we can hold them accountable, get a little bit of local control so that if this program's not working for the area and we can get it to stop or slow down and make some adjustments to make it work, I think that would be a win for us.
Patricia Alonzo, a local teacher, understands some of the fears and concerns, but she says Rutland needs this kind of change, as she says too many young people are moving away in search of larger, more diverse cities. And she says she's thrilled at all the attention the refugees are bringing.
I had friends of mine in Spain send me information from El País, which is this, it's like the New York Times of Madrid, that we made the newspaper there. We need to get on the map. We need to get known for something other than a community that is lacking.
Alonzo's crossing her fingers that providing a warm welcome to refugees in need may do that. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.